relationship on Tate Road?
Yeah, see, this is...
Yeah, here's Tate coming in.
Well, actually, this drive is during work, and Johnny brought it in. This is the main drive in there. There's a wedding chapel.
Okay.
And he's got two houses in there.
Bob, can you move us on down the point a little bit?
We're exactly 1 mile off of 86.
Yeah.
I was just seeing where Salt Building was, just up the road from there. We have a...
Yeah, so it's up there on the right, yeah. I don't know if he zoomed up far maybe enough that way to see it, but...
Yeah, he got far enough out, I can tell where we're at there.
I'm wondering how far you are from that public dock down there, or private dock down there.
Oh, well, yeah, it's about, just about a mile or so, about Tate Road.
Yeah.
To the docks down here at the end, I mean, where they are here, I don't know, so you go on.
They're not having 600 feet.
George, did you know I can read minds?
I think we all have that on our mind.
Anybody else got any questions for Dale? No.
What are we looking at on maximum number, like on the best night you could have? How many people are you looking for?
Well, if you put two per bedroom, you got 10 people. So
yeah,
you know,
that's what I was trying to. We do have a maximum amount.
Yeah,
on that.
We was hoping it wasn't the 35 that you talked about.
Yeah,
they didn't spend the night.
You sure? Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
I'm good.
Nope. Okay. So I'd like to know that actually might be Dale in that pool.
Yeah, I think it is Dale. We'll
see you, Dale. What's the date, Bob?
July 11th.
We'll see you July 11th.
Okay.
For the hearing.
Okay. As long as I get Benita $5 and some cents, right, Benita?
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you,
guys. Is that these people?
That's pool cover. That's before we opened it up.
Well,
yeah,
you can tell
it's still,
there's no leaves on the tree, so.
Yeah, that's the pool cover with a bunch of leaves in the middle. So
that is. We hadn't opened up the pool.
So, yeah.
So you can zoom in because obviously I wasn't pulling around.
Streaking on that top deck.
I'll
leave it in. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. The other deal is wanting to put it off till you want to table it till next.
Yeah, they're requesting 11th. To table it till July. Yeah, till July 18th.
18th.
They've got to do a little more research and a little more. Yeah, they want to do a little more legwork on that one.
Do we need to vote on that? Or just table it? Say okay. Now we need to vote on it. Everybody in favor, we're going to table that until July the 18th.
I second that.
Favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we got any old or new business anybody want to talk about?
I've got one thing, just real quick. I guess I just wanted to confirm the commission's feeling on this one. I've had a realtor that's approached me. There's a person that's wanting to purchase a piece of property. It's been a self-storage facility or mini storage facility. It was approved in 1993. A Division 3 permit was approved in 93, and it was approved as storage. It's at 516 Reinhardt. I'll kind of zoom in here. Off of Bee Creek. Here's Bee Creek, and then here's the property in question. But it appears like it's consistently been a self-storage facility since 1993. The individual that wants to purchase it, I actually thought he'd be here tonight, but the individual that wants to purchase it wants to build a building in the front for an existing silk screening operation. I guess they're in apparently in one of these buildings.
Is his name Bob?
He didn't say. It was just the realtor that came in and talked to me.
Well, the guy that owned that, I can't think of his last name. His first name is Bob, but he's been in bad health. I just wonder. He's wanting to pour all his houses out there on 165 before he gets out of the colony.
He had existing, or he was going to move into one of those warehouses?
Well, he actually wants to build a new building in the front, and so he would continue to operate the storage, but he's also wanting to move an existing some kind of screen printing operation over here off a warehouse. He wants to move it onto this property.
Does he have an existing building that he owns, or?
I think he's just renting one of these units. I'm not sure which one.
It's right up. The screening outfit's right up from where Dale Haney built his new building down there at the bottom.
That's what I was thinking. I know it's some one of these off a warehouse, but I'm not sure which one.
Right in that area, right there.
Come through for a silk screen on Warehouse Drive.
Okay.
Just recently, so.
So that's got to be it. He's looking to build a new building, basically. My thought initially, I told the realtor that it would probably be looked upon as a change of use, but I wanted to run it by the group. Like I said, he'll continue.
Well, it would be a retail business rather than just a storage.
Can you zoom in on that a little more, Bob? It could depend. I mean, you know, if he's going to have a screening business, he's going to have employees that are working in the building.
Yes, yeah. And he's moving, and he's wanting to create a bigger facility so he can employ more people.
Can you zoom in on that, Bob?
A little further?
Bring it up.
Zoom out?
No, bring it.
No, zoom in.
Big, bigger.
I was wondering how he got vehicles to them storage units.
I kind of wondered that myself. I thought that.
Rent one back in 96.
Yeah, I kind of thought the same thing. I guess there's.
That looks like a driveway.
It's
tight.
It's not too much of one, but.
If you put another building up there at the front, how do you get customers?
They ain't gonna put another building up front.
They're wanting to build a building somewhere right up front.
I thought he was gonna go in one of them.
No, he wants to build a new building for his silk screening operation. He wants to continue to utilize the rest of it as a self-storage facility.
You ain't going to have much room.
That's what I was going to say. You're going to have to watch your setbacks.
Silk screens on.
According to what size building you build.
You're going to have to get close to the west side.
What's the dimensions on the front there, Bob?
I didn't print it with.
You can go up there and grab that icon and do it.
Well, you can look at the buildings.
Let me pull it up in. I can pull it up in Beacon, real quick.
Oh, I thought you put where you had it.
Yeah, I just pulled it into a PowerPoint presentation. I don't remember how wide these buildings are.
Oh, you've got room to build a sizable building in there. If he wants to silk screen, doesn't take a.
It
don't take a whole lot of building.
See, if you look at those houses or any of those others, you can set those in there.
Yeah. Obviously, he has to meet setbacks. So.
Yeah. Well, we all know it's assumed you're going to meet the setbacks. The only thing we have to decide is whether it's enough of a change of use of the property or additional things to whether we think it needs to come back or not.
Well, he's got central sewer, so that's not a problem.
That's true.
But the only problem it'll be was with Branson because they're.
and you're exactly right. You're exactly. There'll be Randy. Some.
I wanted to ask Dale what happened to that furniture store project.
The big building down below.
Because I heard him stand up and tell the city of Branson how the hog eat the cabbage.
That was him.
Mm-hmm.
It was not him. It was Dale.
Dale.
Yeah.
It was Dale's project.
He finished it? Or you finished it? You built that for him? That furniture.
He's done with it.
Yep.
It's still going back and forth.
I don't care. I know the difference between right and wrong.
We're for the fire department.
Well, I know. Bob gets in and parties.
Do the storage buildings on that property now, is there any bathroom there? Is anything access to the sewer?
I would say not.
I would guess not.
There wasn't when we rented out there, so.
Yeah, I don't believe so.
It was just grab a unit, put your lock on it, call the guy. And he's gonna have a silk screen business, obviously.
It seems to me like he should come forward if he's gonna hook up to sewer and water and put something in there. And I don't think he can put an employee on the property without, we've already talked about this on prior projects, and he's gonna hook up sewer and water and have an employee on the property. He needs to be hooked up, and therefore, probably he needs to come before us, in my opinion.
I think you ought to come back in, not so much that the commission can exercise control, but so much that we know what's going on. And I think it's a good idea for him to come in.
How come I'm agreeing with you?
There's something wrong. The moon is full because you two never agree with each other.
Well, he's got the right to be wrong.
So you. And you ain't?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If he was to ever happen to be.
Yeah, that's the problem. Okay, well, I'd say, Bob, we need to bring him back in. Him back in front of us. Everybody agree with that?
Agree.
In favor of that?
Aye.
Aye.
I don't agree with you.
You don't?
What about the pageant project? Is there any?
Do I make a motion?
He said he'll apply.
Okay. However you want it, we can fix it for you. Got it either way.
Make a motion that we have him come back in.
Yeah, let's do it the right way. Let's make a motion, second it. Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
One opposed. You want to give us your reason?
Well, it's already a commercial tract. And we've got the guidelines that he thinks he's got to be so many feet off his property lines, setbacks and everything. So he's going to build a little building in there, and I don't think it's to tie him up for 3 months to do that. I think it's kind of ridiculous myself. But
well, I would agree with you. And then this is my point of view, that if he puts somebody working in there, it needs to be sewer and water.
Well,
and the thing
that has to be do that. Because yeah. He'll have to get those permits, and he'll have to do the hookup through Branson. And that plus the city's going to come out, depending upon it, the outcome of some things, the city will be out there inspecting it, too.
Well, in light of that,
I don't think we can let what the city's going to do affect our decision in this matter.
Yeah, that's between him and Joel.
Yeah. Our cat ain't in that fight.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody else?
I agree with what you're saying in concept, but
yeah, I do understand what you're trying to say.
You know, I mean, if a guy's got a screen printing business and the next guy comes in and wants to sell adult novelties, you know, that's a commercial business, but, you know, yeah. I think that would be kind of
guy. It's a different type of commercial, but it's, I think there ought to be some categories as to what kind of commercial would be compatible with storage buildings. And probably a screen printing shop may not be. But
I think that's a good idea, too, but it is not in the code at this present time.
But if I were him, I'd hate to come back in here and hold me up if I got things ready to go. But maybe should have thought of that 3 months ago, too. So.
Well, I hear what you say.
That's where I'm at.
I hear what you're saying myself.
I mean, that's just my point of view. I mean, we've all got one.
And I understand your point of view.
He's going to sell produce and is now selling dinners and wine and everything else.
He'll be
back here.
Yeah, he's indicated that he'll apply, and he's going to apply for the concept hearing in July.
That's okay. Mr. Paget, John
yeah.
Paget. Mr. Paget, that's the one I just asked about. John Paget was his name. That's all right. I just want to... Yeah, I was concerned about that also.
what he was